Now we have somebody from Allegheny County Library Association here with us. What's your name?
Carrie Lane.
Nice to see you. Now, ACLA, along with Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, if you sort of in the Venn diagram of things, those pretty much are all of your libraries in the county altogether. And ACLA in particular is supportive of these wonderful standalone community libraries. We have a library in Avalon and in Bellevue. They're both amazing. That's where Ricky and I live. Braddock is also there, I think McKeesport. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other libraries you represent?
Well, there's 45 county libraries, 46 wow. if you count Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, and that's not counting any of the branches. So there are approximately, if you divide that up by four, at least 12 almost in every region of the county. So you mentioned some in the north, and you mentioned McKeesport, Braddock. Some of the ones in the south, we have South Park, Mount Lebanon, Castle Shannon, Western Allegheny, Robinson, Moon are all in the west. So there's lots of libraries. So we're very fortunate here in Pittsburgh that almost every community has a library. And like you said, Bellevue and Avalon are the same school district, and they have two.
Yeah.
So some libraries.
And beautiful libraries,
yes.
too.
So some are very fortunate.
Now, libraries have kept up to date more than ever. I think maybe 20 years ago, people might have been wondering, are libraries going to become obsolete? And anything but. Between technology that's available, the fact that more and more books and information is available, and in the case of ACLA and Carnegie Library, you can even take out books on a Kindle or a Nook or any other kind of screen reader. Instead of buying them, you can take out library mm-hmm. books electronically, which I do all the time.
I do too. I love it. But libraries are far from being obsolete, and I love to tell people that. Like what you mentioned with the ebooks, and we also, with your library card, you can get access to movies and TV shows. And like, there's so many different electronic resources available. And libraries, just with their programming, they offer community centers too. And even the services they offer there are more than the books right now too. So
it's terrific. Now, what are you doing for Kindergarten Here I Come at your exhibit today?
Yes, we are doing Sink or Float.
So we're Sink or Float. I like it.
We're building. Well, the children are building boats out of aluminum foil and then testing them to see if they'll hold pennies. So we just had one, and he did 15 pennies before it sunk. But it's just something fun, a little
I
different
like the
science
idea.
Experiment. So that's what we're doing today.